All right. It's 7 p.m. And first thing on the agenda is the Pledge of Allegiance. You all stand.
Well, we have to make a motion to start the meeting. Make a motion to start the meeting.
Thank you very much. I hear a second.
Second.
Thank you. Crystal and Paul. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. First thing on the list here does anybody in the audience want to make any comments? Okay.
If I don't hear any hands.
Yes, sir.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So as a citizen of the Worthington Hills, and not the treasurer, I sit in these meetings as a citizen, and I hear a lot of comments about security. So, with all due respect,
thank you,
Crystal, I know that you've got a neighbor or something that issues.
Has law issues?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
So I don't know anything about that. I'm not dismissing that. I know that people come in and say that there's people trespassing, speeders, whatever. I believe that in order to really do something about crime, crimes need to be reported. This is something that LMPD uses since the beginning of our fiscal year. If you look at the second page, there's been 13 crimes reported in the city of Worthington Hills. Three were simple assault, two vandalism, four other, one burglary from a motor vehicle, two burglary from residences, and one larceny. Of those seven, of those 13, two of them were the same event that fell into the all other category. So, of the 13, either seven or six, if you can consider that one event twice, happened between the hours of 11 p.m. and 7 a.m. Of the four that are listed as all other on this website, there's 35 different crimes that can be listed. And it's anything from, I said, like family offense to homicide to drugs to sexual assault to burglary to all that. So I don't know what makes up all other. I don't know what other crimes there could be. If they're listed 35, I'm sure there's more, but I don't know what those 35 are. Those are the 35 major crimes. Then four of the 13 are all of them. I know from personal experience that if somebody walks into my unlocked house, takes my wallet and keys, takes my wife's wallet or purse, gets in my car, backs out of my driveway, I chase them down, I call the cops and make a police report, that person eventually gets arrested and spends, I think, at least a year in jail. Because when that happened, I called the cops. I don't know if I called them right away or if I called them 2 hours after it happened because I went to my office to get my credit card information, and this was 2 o'clock in the morning. They looked around my house. They said, "Well, look in the backyard, make sure he's not there." I'm like, "I know he's not there." He ran off. I saw him run off. And the cops said to me, they said, "We'll catch him. Eventually, we'll catch him." And I got a phone call one day, asked to come down to the police station, asked if I could identify the guy. They showed me six pictures. I'm like, "That's him." The lady laughed. I said, "That's my watch. You want it? Take it." And they arrested the guy. If crimes are happening in the city of Worthington Hills, they're not being reported. I'm all for tape doing this thing. It might be deterring crime, which is great. I have no desire to cancel him. I don't care what kind of security we have, but to sit here and have somebody in the audience raise his voice to you guys about how we need to hire a police chief and buy a vehicle is absurd. If I know that you all get Tate's reports. If you look at those, which I'm assuming you do, you will see that if, and I have not talked to Bob about this at all, if the people in the city of Worthington Hills close their garage doors, there would be very little on that report. If Dan Small would have locked his front door, that guy wouldn't even walk into my house at 2 o'clock in the morning. That's on me. I don't have a question. I don't have a to-do list. I just think that there's so much conversation about crime in the city, and I don't think it's real. That's all I can say.
All right, Ben. But we don't go down to the apartment building.
Okay, so I don't know.
Just take this little nib off there.
No, because that's
the apartments. No, that's the apartments.
Some of this is Caswell.
Yeah, here's Caswell up here. This is where the condos are.
Okay, then there's...
These are all those apartments, and they aren't in the Worthington Hills.
Okay, I didn't look at the addresses. If that's true, then there's only... Then five of these don't count, and that means there's only 8 crimes since August 1st. And you can take off the larceny...
Yeah, there's a lot of problems in the apartment.
3 of the all others. A residential burglary and a vandalism. But people aren't making police reports. And I think if there's crimes happening, people need to be making police reports, because we can sit here all day and say, I know that there's stuff that Harold finds in the open space with alcohol and drug paraphernalia, and nobody ever quite sees those people. So it's hard to call. I get that. It's evidence of a crime. You can't call on it. But maybe we do call and say there's stuff going on. I don't know. I need to sit down and stop talking.
Well, thank you very much
for
this presentation, Dan.
She has something to say.
I do. I did call the resource officer for our district.
Were you here last week?
I was here last week.
Talking about the trespassing?
Yes, ma'am.
I know this is you. I don't want to just diminish that either. I mean, if people are trespassing on your property, that's real. And I'm not trying to make light of that. I don't want to offend anybody by things happening on the property.
Correct. But the resource officer never called back. I emailed. So if you want us to make police reports, they need to respond to us as well, because we don't know what to do. We can report it all we want, but as I was told, nothing's going to get done.
All you got to do is call the dispatch number, the non-emergency number,
and
they should at least send somebody out. Do not take a P number. That's a pacifier.
Sometimes they will ask you if you want an officer to show up. Always tell them yes or no. Make sure you're talking face to face.
And always do not take a case number that starts with a P. Okay, because a P is a pacifier. All they're going to say is they came out and talked to you.
Okay.
Okay, that is the key.
Okay.
P means pacified. Okay, and that's how you get that problem resolved. And the non-emergency number is. Hang on here, I'll tell you. It's 574. I think it's 2111.
Yep.
I have to get my phone to work. And when you get to the auto attendant, you just press 5.
Oh, they'd be gone by the time.
Well, they'll be gone, but they still have to have somebody investigate if you call.
All right, thank you.
Well, I'd like to say that I for some reason feel like, you know, those not all. I mean, I had a car stolen in my neighborhood, and the police were, it was reported to the police. I had another incident just a couple weeks ago. It was reported to the police. Maybe not everything is accurate in those.
I asked Tate if there was a website that was available, and he said this was it, and he said it was updated. So if it's not updated, then that's my bad, and I'll shut up.
No, I'm just saying that, I totally
this is number
understand
two.
What you're saying here, but at the same time, I know that a neighbor's car was stolen, and then we had an incident a couple weeks ago that the police were there. So whether they're not, I don't know. I don't know why those wouldn't be accounted for, especially the car stolen. It was, a brand new car out of their driveway.
Yeah, but that was prior to August, wasn't it?
I thought it was around August. Maybe I'm wrong.
I just started the fiscal year. I could have done August.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that, I know of those two incidents that I'm just not, maybe they don't include calls, because this one incident was they were trying to break it into the home or break in.
The number is 574-2111, and when you get the audit tenant comes on, just press 5. That will get you to the dispatch person. Don't wait and listen to all the. You have to wait because they'll say, if this is an emergency, hang up and dial 911. Okay? But just press 5 after you hear that you can go through the directory. Okay. Is that it, Mr. Small? Thank you very much.
Like the presentation.
Okay.
So does that mean we're not going to vote on a city cop?
Anyhow, next thing on the agenda is the October city meeting minutes. Was there any questions or any additional corrections after they were sent out?
I read them today, and I noticed on one section where it said for the candidates, I believe it was noted in the meeting in October that the candidates weren't informed or the commissioners weren't informed, only the one that Miss Linda was informed to be ready. And it says all of them were not prepared.
We weren't notified, that's why.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the corrections only can come from the commission.
I did ask for that to be changed today to none of the other commissioners spoke about their candidacy. Just so you know.
Right.
Just that when this spoke.
I read.
And that change was made.
Thank you.
Make a change?
Yes, I did.
Okay. I need to go on the website. So. All right. Is there any other corrections that need to be done? All right. Do I hear a motion to accept the minutes for the October 18th city meeting?
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Adams. Do I hear a second?
I second.
Thank you, Commissioner Moulton. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
The September 2000 financial or 2022 financial reports didn't get approved because somebody was checking them at the city meeting. So I need, was there any corrections at all that needed to be done to the September 2022 financial reports? And if not, do I hear a motion to accept them?
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Adams. Do I hear a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Commissioner Muffin. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Got sent out the October 2022's financial reports.
and material on last Thursday. Did anybody find anything that needed to be corrected? If not, do I hear a motion to accept the October 2022 financial reports?
I'll make that motion as well.
Thank you, Commissioner Adams. I hear a second.
A second.
Thank you, Commissioner Hall. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Since Steve isn't here tonight, I guess we don't have an answer that I can get from him. And there's some other stuff that I needed him here for.
Can you give me an update as to the contracts? I think he got the snow contract signed. Is that correct?
As far as I know, I sent you a copy of it.
Okay. And have you all heard from Caden from Hall Paving?
No.
To get that signed yet? Okay.
Haven't heard anything from... I talked to him, and I haven't received anything from him.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Old business. Well, we can't answer the delinquent. You sent the delinquent tax information down to Steve, right? So Dan's saying that we've got the delinquent property tax information down to Steve. So we're just waiting for him to do his thing, put the letters together, and get them out. Christmas decorating contest.
I think we should still do it.
All right. May I interject something?
Sure.
Over the last 3 or 4 years, it's been at least 2 of the 3 have been winners. So I'm recommending that we add last year's winners are not eligible to win this year in the contest rules. Because we do have, I think, about 60 new residents in the city since last December. And I think a lot of people have been turned off personally for the fact that they don't get recognized. And do we want to use the same thing? Do we want to go back to having the community vote, or do we want to go back to what we were doing before, was the commission makes the decision? Our next meeting is December 20th. So
you see the IP addresses as the community voting?
We don't see the IP addresses. I don't get the IP addresses.
How do
I get the email addresses.
Okay, so...
And they're limited to one per... The way it is right now, and I sent these instructions out, it's limited to one per day per resident.
I understand. So there's one of two ways to mitigate that, and that's all of us vote every day, or all of us vote, period.
Well, I would like to take it down to rather than voting for three, they just vote... They're just allowed to vote for one per day. But again, my best recommendation is previous winners from last year do not get to be winners this year. Because one winner plays the system.
That's what I'm saying, though. But if we were judged, then...
Yeah, if we judge, we control it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, we'll table that for right now, and we'll come back to it. Okay? But we have to have an answer tonight.
Then why come back to it? Why don't you decide now?
Because I don't want to take all night. Let them mill over it for a few minutes, even though all this information is sent out. Anyhow.
So nothing changes if we do it. We just have to drive the neighborhood and vote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we come in next month.
With the winners.
With the winner. But there again is there's a lot of nice houses that weren't being voted for. And
I think it's just the system we set up. I mean, people got in there and figured out how to use the system.
No,
they used it to their advantage.
The one has won for the last 5 years.
Okay.
And I don't think that's really, and I'm talking first place, period. And another one has won three of the five.
Well, that just means they're paying attention.
No.
What does that mean? I mean, they're clearly paying attention. They're voting. And again, no one...
No, the 5 years ago was the... It was a C event. We did it. We did it.
Okay. When
the last of the C administration did it. Okay?
Okay.
And it was the same five. But like I said, 5 of 5 has been first place for the last 5 years.
Same person won first place the last 5 years?
Yes. From Bay's End. So that's the reason why I want to, you know, make it fair to everybody that they can't, you know, that you're not going to win every year.
Well, is it really super exceptionally nice on Bay's End? I mean, is that something everybody would vote for even if we did it ourselves? I don't know. I'm just asking.
Yeah, probably.
Well,
I voted for it last year.
Well, I'm just saying that what's wrong with that?
I voted for it a year before, too.
The idea is to support holiday decorations.
But there's all kind of nice decorations on all over the city. There's a bunch on Lewisburg. There's a bunch on Bay Run, Ardwine.
I don't care either way. I think, why would you penalize somebody that does a nice job every year? I think if they do the best job, they ought to win. That's the idea of the contest, right?
No.
What is the idea of the contest?
To be fair.
I don't define fair.
Everybody can't win every year.
If one person puts out the nicest decorations every year
and we vote on it
or the community votes on it and they win every year, I don't see the issue.
Well, they've worked the system for the last 5 years.
How's that working?
You're saying they voted for themselves.
No. Right. The people that went around voted for them.
How's that working?
That particular one on Bay's End didn't. As far as I know, they never even voted for them at all.
What, are they telling other people to vote for them?
I don't know. There's one individual who votes for themselves. We're all aware of that. But, I mean, I don't see the issue. If they're being voted for by multiple different email addresses, and I mean, we all
vote. You want to know how many votes we got from different email addresses last year? 7.
Well, again.
That's it. 7.
7
email addresses. That's it.
Yeah. So there had to be several of them sitting right here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So again,
and one of them was one of the winners.
Correct.
Okay.
No, I know that. So that was the idea, though, was to let the community vote.
To let the community vote, but you know, again,
the community's not voting.
The community's not voting, and my gut feeling is why are we always awarding the prize to the same group of people?
If UK beats U of L every year in basketball, you don't give the trophy to U of L just because it's fair.
I agree.
And I'm a U of L.
So
I'll find it.
Whatever you want to do. I would be okay with having us. I mean, it sounds like we're involved in it anyway. I know I voted online for other people last year, so I mean, I didn't decorate, so I voted for myself. So I was voting. So if we're going to do that, why not just do it once instead of doing it 5 or 6 times throughout the month? So I'm okay with changing it to where the way it was, where we go out and look at it one evening and then make a determination.
We'll make a determination. We can either make it next month or we can make it, well, January they'll be gone. So
yeah, it'd have to be done next month.
Yeah, like I said, next month's meeting is December 20th. And auditors, Stephanie's planning on being here. She's had a major staff reduction. Seems like people don't want to work. So
have our votes ready by December 20th? Is that the...
Yeah, I'll put... When the contest will start the 1st of December... They have to get their, you know, they need to get their decorations up by the 15th. And we'll vote anytime between the 15th and the 19th. How that sound? That should be Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And Monday. I need to let the people know when we're going to be out viewing so that they can get all their decorations up. I've got to give them that information at least.
When's the meeting?
The 20th.
Okay, so then why not just say you have until the 20th? We will be making a determination on the
20th. No,
just
no,
have it through Sunday, the 18th, so we can tell you right on the 19th ready on the 20th.
I see. Okay, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
We want to tell them, here's when we're going to start looking.
Yeah.
Okay? If you don't have your decorations up and finished by the 18th, is that the Thursday before the city meeting?
No, that would be Sunday. The 15th is the Thursday before the city meeting.
Okay, the 15th. 15th of December is our beginning date. And we can go out every night between the 15th and the 19th and decide who we want.
Okay. The 18th. The 15th and the
18th.
Wait, huh? The 18th, Sunday, the 18th.
We got to go out every night.
Well, no, you don't have to go out every night. I'm just saying, sometime between...
15th and the 18th.
Right. 15th and the 18th. Is that right? Is that one?
Right. So you can tell me on the 19th what your votes were, so we can tabulate them and know the winners for the 20th.
There you go.
Okay.
15th,
easy peasy,
to the 18th.
Hear that, Crystal? You have to turn that recording before the meeting.
Yeah.
We're still doing the 3, 2, and 1?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to do window decoration?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so what do you want to do for a window? 50?
What was it? It was 100. Leave it like it is.
Have you got a system on how you're going to vote?
Are we voting more than once if we go out multiple times, or do we just get one vote for each commissioner, first, second, third?
Need the rule.
Yeah, I think everybody here should just pick which one they think's the best, which one they think's second best, and third, and then we'll just tabulate.
Just one time. Just one time. Yeah. Okay.
Because, you got what, potentially, with our Bev and we're going to include Bev and Dan in this, can we?
We can say just the city commission officials.
Yeah, so that's five. Yeah. That's five potential. I mean, I might think something in the first place. Everybody else thinks something else is, it's five.
You, unfortunately.
Potential five votes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So the majority wins, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is it just the commissioners and the mayor?
That's what you just said.
It's fine with me.
Okay. Mayor and commissioner will decide. I'm going to send
this out to you before I post it.
All right.
Okay. So if you have anything that you want to put in there.
So what are you voting on? Overall yard, house decorations, the windows, anything else?
Windows can't win, have anything in the yard.
Okay.
That's the whole idea. Window door, window and door, that's all they can have.
Okay.
Like.
I get it.
Commissioner Adams put something outside last year, which disqualifies it from windows and doors. Okay? Mm-hmm. We've got quite a few that will do just the windows. Quite a few that don't really qualify for anything.
Pardon me.
All right. I'll send out my little shorthand scribble and be done with it.
Do we need to vote on that or not? The change?
Well, we need to vote on whether we're going to have the Christmas contest.
To have the contest and change the rules.
Please?
To have the contest and to change the rules is what you need to vote on.
Right.
I make that motion to have the contest and change the rules based on what we just discussed.
A second.
Which is the mayor and the city commission members will.
We're not eligible to vote. Then.
Or city commission, elected city commissioners will cast the votes. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Aye. Please check what channel?
Channel 8.
Channel 8?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any other old business that.
Yeah, I wanted to give you all the prices that Daniel Knoll sent me for the streetlights so we can vote on those.
What's his last name? I'm sorry.
N-A-L-L.
Thank you.
Okay, he quoted the UGLED Colonial Lamps, $59.36 a piece. Here's eight that we're wanting to order. The Pose will be $125.76 a piece for eight. So the estimated bill amount after the conversion fee will be $185.12 a month for those lights.
Okay, we're not actually paying for the poles.
You're not?
We've never paid for the poles and the lights in the past. All we've ever paid for is the for the installation if they have to go under something.
Would he not know that?
Unless they change the rules.
Because I can't imagine he would send this. If that wasn't the case.
Well, it sounds like what he's saying is that's going to be the additional fee monthly moving forward.
Oh, yeah. That's the additional amount for the next 5 years, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what was left off. Okay. Yeah. That's what they did last time. We got an additional amount for 5 years.
She
said it was monthly.
Is that the same style, Susan?
Yeah.
As the what we currently have?
Yeah, I guess they're going to use those for anywhere that has those existing lamps until they use up that supply and decide to switch over to something else, or these become where they can't be repaired anymore.
Oh, that's the older style lamp? That's not what they put on the Ray. Last time we did it, it's the LED. They're bright.
Well, no, the lamp shade, the colonial lamp.
Oh, yeah.
Shade.
Style.
Yeah, the style.
Oh, yeah. So it's going to be the same as the rest of them.
Yeah, they're the same as the rest of them. They're taller. They're 2 feet taller than the old lamps. The old lamps are 10 foot. These go up to 12.
I see. Okay. I was unaware. So that's 185 per lamp. So how many lamps?
Eight.
So what's eight 185s?
1,065.44.
That's what is going to be additional on the bill.
For 5 years.
Does that sound right?
That's just for 5 years.
I understand, but I'm saying, does that sound right? Does sound like what?
Well, yeah, we put in. How many did we put in? I think it was about the same amount. Biggest thing is getting people to sign off on it, on them, because they have to run the wire from the transformers that are in the backyards. Anyhow, anybody?
Well, it also has a, I don't know if you've read, did you look at all the contracts, all the documents I sent you? Did you see where it says that there is a total applicant's cost at $906?
That was for going under the sidewalks.
Right.
Right. Which is... was strange to me because they didn't charge us last time for going under the sidewalks.
Well,
but you know, they changed things just
right, exactly.
You know, they want to suck every dollar out, and what really what really perturbs me is the LCD lights, even though they're more cost effective, is that we're not getting any discount on the electric charge.
Well, but that's just a side note in case they have to do that, that we would have to spend that additional. He said he was going to, you know, look and see how he could go to each electric box or hub without doing something like that. So
we've got to go under the sidewalks no matter what.
Right, but he said he was going to see if he could map it out to where he maybe wouldn't have to do it.
Well,
do it so many times.
The only time that we had to pay last time was when we went under the driveway. We just paid short, if I remember right, just under $1,000 for the driveways that we had to go under.
Well, this is 906, so that's close.
So we did pay for some of that last year. Well, last time we did lights into the city. But this time we're not having to go under any of the driveways.
So the $63,926.40 for 5 years sound about right?
It's not that. Where do you get that?
She said it's 185 per lamp.
No, it's 185 per month.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
You're high.
That's a lot of money for eight lamps.
So it's $1,065.44. Increased cost per month.
Annually.
I think that's annually, right? Is it?
Right.
$1,065
is for all lamps or one lamp?
That's for all eight.
One.
Yeah.
185 times eight, right.
Do you want to read that to us again, please?
I can email you the forms too.
You said 59 and
125.
Yeah, 59, 36, 8 LED colonial lamps, 125.76, 8 smooth black poles. And then the current rate per month for the above lighting units would be 185.12, which is subject to change in the future rates.
Okay.
So that could.
So it's 185 is the increase cost for all eight of them per month.
Yes. Yeah, so okay. It's $11,107 for 5 years. That sounds more like it. Sorry, guys. I was doing the math wrong.
Well, I was too.
That's how I understood it, though.
Huh?
That's how I understood it, too.
I remember kind of when Linda was doing it, kind of being around that $12,000 is what it was going to cost for 5 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
But that's going to really light up more pumpkin.
I've noticed that they have replaced quite a few of the old bulbs with the LED bulbs, so. And that makes such a big difference.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
It does. I mean, I wish. You know, I'm hoping they'll keep replacing that way.
All right. Do we have a motion to proceed with the installation of the new streetlights?
I'll make a motion to proceed.
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Hall. Thank you, Commissioner Adams. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right. Moving right along.
I have an old.
What else you got for
old news? I know it's been a couple months. I've been busy. No excuse, but to make me a notary. I have filed and applied to do that this week, so I am working toward getting it done.
Oh.
So I'll let you know how it goes.
Awesome. Good. Okay. All right.
I guess I'll go ahead and comment in old business. I did speak with Caden at Hall Paving. He did mention that he just had his first child on October 19th, so he's super sleep deprived and was out of work for a little while. But he said he's back. He said he'd send me, you know, the estimates so I could get it to you all, or he'd send it to you all. I haven't heard from him either. I haven't bothered him in a few days. But that's why he's a little bit out of the loop, I think.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to, we voted on it anyhow. It's just a matter of getting the stuff done.
Yeah. And I confirmed again with him on the striping on the new speed humps on Pacelli, because he asked again if we were painting them yellow or if we were doing the striping.
I told him that we were going to do arrows on them, thermoplastic.
I know, and he said he talked to you the day before. He talked to me, and he forgot already.
But it's. I was looking at the one stand in front of the daycare center, and it's got to get the thermoplastic on it, or because it's almost gone. Well, it's not almost gone, but it's hard to see. All right. Any other old business?
I guess I can report that I did call MSC about those two potholes, and they did come back and say that the two potholes, the one on Bath Drive at Northumberland and the one on Bay Garden Court, that it wasn't them, that it's not their issue. So I need advice as to how to proceed.
Well, the one that's on Bath isn't in traffic.
Yeah.
And we don't get that much on Bay Garden. That one on Bay Garden could be the water line, because we had that same type of incident when we were paving over on Middlesex in Cold Spring.
Okay.
Where that, when you come off of Bristol Bay and turn right on Middlesex, that first speed hump is where they had went through the water line. So it could be a water line that's depression there.
Okay.
But it's not, the street's not deteriorated. It's just sitting there. It's got a little bump, and Hayden happened to see it. I'm surprised you didn't pick up on the one on Lubenberg Court, because that's the same way, the one that's in front of 1106.
Okay.
Yeah. It's the third house down. If you drive close to the curb, you'll feel it. It's the same thing. It's got a little indention.
You think it's settling or you think it's a water leak?
It could be where the waters, they've got a leak there, mm-hmm. possibly, and it's undermining the their gravel, you know, the undertow. It's not moving. It's just there. It's just they may have not packed it, just like Danny said at the last meeting. They didn't properly compact the gravel overlay. It's not a hazard. It's just a little.
So, do you want me to call the water company and have them inspect those two areas?
Yeah. Why don't you have the water company come out and look at it?
Okay. So the one on, do you want me to have Bath Drive inspected as well by the water company?
The one on Bath Drive is definitely MSC. Okay. I know exactly where that hole is. But it's not in the traffic. It's in the middle of the friggin' street.
Okay.
And what's happened is when they did the paving after they did that trenching, they dug up that hole.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I'd have got pictures of it when they did it. But that's their issue. I may just have to get involved in it to get on. So.
Okay, so I'll call the water company about the Bay Garden Court
one
and the one at 11006 Blumenberg Court.
Yeah, the Bay Garden one. Dennis and I went past 3 weeks and we finally had to stop to see where
it was. I know, I didn't see it. Caden saw it. He was like, oh, you should look at that.
It looks like somebody had repaired it and did a sloppy job. That's another thing. If you see any kind of construction work on any of our streets, make sure you let somebody know in the city. Either call Crystal or call me, because there's a certain way that the streets have to be repaved. And when you go down to Lundenburg, where they just did the sewer work, that's how they're supposed to be done.
Yeah, that was really good.
Doesn't matter if they go in there at 2 foot, 3 foot, whatever. They have to at least do half of the road. If they're in the middle of the street, they have to do half the road. In this case, they were reading the same wording that we had over on Northumberland when they did the trenching. They did the whole street. So, and the only reason they probably did that was because Commissioner Adams called me, and I called the person and told them they had to go according to county code, even though they're in the city of Worthington Hills. Because they will try and play that game, too.
Which is what they probably didn't do on Bath Drive.
Right.
When they did that back in 2015.
No, they did it all. They paved all of Bath Drive.
Oh.
They paved all of it. Right there in front of the brick house, you'll see where the asphalt stops.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They paved all the way up to Dickerson, and they did the intersection of Dickerson correctly. You have to do 15 feet on each one of the streets. In other words, the Dickerson had 15 feet into it.
Into it.
Northumberland, past Dickerson, had to be 15 feet. The same thing would have happened on Bath had they not trenched through Bath. But because they trenched through Bath, they had the asphalt all the way down Bath also.
Okay.
But if you look at it, that's all down by the brick house, is 15 feet from where it turned into Bath.
Okay.
I've got that manual too, by the way. I thought I'd send it to you. But I didn't send it to you. Anyhow, anything else?
I think that's all I have.
Okay. New business. Any commissioners got new business? If not, I've got new business.
I have some. I was missed by a fallen tree Saturday in the windstorm.
You was what?
I was just narrowly missed.
Yeah, Ryan saw it fall. We were standing in the driveway and Ryan saw the tree fall.
Where's it at?
It's a big tree behind John's house in Coffeewood, Luray.
Mm-hmm.
It was full of carpenter ants. That's what was wrong with it. So it literally fell right in front of me when I was.
Yeah, he had just made the corner over there and we saw him going.
2 seconds earlier, I'd been under it.
scroll back and forth. There's four or five pictures.
And there's a dying sycamore tree off of Mecklenburg, and there's a dying ash tree at the entrance in out to Ludenburg Drive. So I got a quote to you.
Where's the dying ash tree?
It's the only one we had left. It's not on me.
Where's it at? I asked for
the entrance from like Ludenburg into the city. There's two trees growing together. One's an ash, one's a hackberry. It's the first two trees you'd walk into if you came down that ditch line into the city. One's an ash, one's a hackberry. That was the only one left that had any leaves on it.
Ludenburg doesn't come into the city.
Into the green space. Ludenburg Drive. Where the culvert goes under the road.
Okay.
There's an entrance there. Behind those people's fences. Behind.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about into the access area?
Yeah. If you walk from Ludenburg Drive in behind Queen Anne's into...
Okay.
The first two trees you walk into, the one on the left's an ash, the one on the right's a hackberry. But they're growing right side by side. The ash is starting to drop limbs about that big. So it's not going to make
a difference. All right. So what did you get?
$3,200 to clean that up, to cut down and remove the ash tree, and to remove the sycamore. You really don't want to pull up the sycamore.
The sycamore is hardwood, right?
It is, but it's dangerous because they get hollow once they start dying off on the top. It typically means they're hollow inside. So.
All right. Is that reasonable? What did we pay for the last one?
I think that's really cheap. It's the sycamore that he's charging so much for because it's dead in the top. He don't know why. He really don't believe it.
Well, do I hear a motion to cut the trees down?
There's three of them for $3,200.
Yeah, and he's going to leave again the mulch.
Okay.
And I'll put all that back behind Jones' house as well. So, yeah. Yeah, there's three of them. There's a sycamore, an ash, and that maple that fell.
Is that a good price?
I think that's a fine price, yeah. Especially the size of that maple tree and that sycamore. The sycamore's huge.
Mm-hmm.
So. All right. Do I hear a motion to cut the trees down? That Commissioner Hall has brought to our attention.
I'll go ahead and make that motion.
All right. Commissioner Adams, do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right. Trees go.
Thank you.
Anything else?
I called 811 about the signposts that we're going to put in, just so you know.
Yeah, but we need to know when Hall's going to do it, because...
Yeah, I know. I asked him. I was like, I need to call 811 and I need to let them know something. And I just had to make up the date.
They'll come out in 3 days.
Yeah, I made up the 25th. I'm like, I'll just tell him that he has to do it after the holidays, I guess. He's not getting back to me with a date of when he's going to work.
The 25th, the Friday after Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Okay.
So I agreed that we would not do work until the 25th. Okay. But they're already out marking the lines.
Oh, I mean,
I got emails. Yeah, I got emails today.
So which sign is it they're not doing that you were saying that still needs to be done? Is that the one where the guy's put wide in his driveway?
Yes. Yeah.
Is it already out, the sign?
No, it's still in the ground.
Oh, so he hadn't made his driveway.
No. I talked to that citizen, and he decided not to widen his driveway until, like, the spring. He's going to look at it again in the spring. Yeah, he does want to do it, but...
So he needs to get bolts for one sign. For two bolts for one sign. As long as one sign.
I just need you to pull that pry out.
Yeah, you have to take sign off to post back in here.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So and I'll cut them off.
When you talk to him again, tell him he has to get permission from planning and zoning.
To widen the driveway?
Yes.
Okay.
No change.
Yeah. Because he's going to go in. He's got it widened. He just wants to go through the easement, and he has to have permission. That's the reason why Mecklenburg hasn't finished theirs.
So he needs to contact Louisville Metro Planning and Zoning.
Yeah, it's called something else, but the number, I've got the number of the house.
Okay, yeah, you could email that to me. Yeah, I can let him know. But he's not doing anything right now. Right. He's several months out.
Yeah, because the person on Mecklenburg, I had to advise them that they needed to have that permit before they did any more work.
Okay.
So he must have called them, and they told him that he was on the utility easement when he went across on the other side of the sidewalk, and they have to make a decision on it because they haven't filled in. They filled in next to the driveway, but they haven't filled in between the easement. So, all right. And by the way, that's on the website. Don't have the number on there yet, but it's on the website. Because they can look it up. All right. As you probably saw on the material I sent to you yesterday, the Holiday Inn Express is warning or has notified me that they're going to increase our rate as of January. It's going from $150 to $175 for the day. So when I got that notification, I did a little searching. And I went across the street. Well, I went to, what's this one down here? The Loft?
Mm-hmm.
They only rent out that room if you have to rent out 10 of the rooms in the building. Okay? So you can't rent the meeting room without renting rooms in the Loft. Okay? Which I thought was kind of...
Where's the Loft?
It's down there across from Aldi's. No, Aldi's
is right at the freeway in
Westport. No, where they're putting the Jagger's restaurant. It's right there on that side.
Do you know where Aldi's is at?
Yeah.
Okay, it's the hotel that's across the street from it.
Across the
right in front of Indian Springs.
Across the side street.
Yeah,
Indian Springs was a tree.
Yeah.
It's not?
No.
It's called the Loft?
It's called a loft.
A Loft, okay.
Then I went to Drury Inn after I went to the Loft, talked to the manager on duty up there, and apparently our sister city had roomed it for anybody else in small HOAs or whatever. But
In what way?
They would call them the day before wanting the meeting room.
Oh, they didn't set it up
months in advance
for the whole year?
Yeah.
It's not
HOA.
It's a Loft.
No.
I'm talking about Drury.
Coldstream. Coldstream ruined it for Drury.
Yeah.
So they aren't doing. If you want their meeting room, by the way, just when they divide that up, that's those ones we went to.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually divisions of the bigger room.
Mm-hmm.
They're $600. I nearly dropped over dead when I heard that.
So is Coldstream not doing their meetings there anymore?
No, they're going across the street where I went over and
came back.
Because I was like, wait a minute. You know, these guys just jumped around. I'm like, they're doing a lot of changing on their ordinances, okay? Or not. So anyhow, the meeting room across the street, it's at Hampton. He said he would do $150. He would maintain our rate. And also, if we have a big audience one night, he would actually open up, if it's available. There's the Kentucky room is the bigger of the two. That's where the meeting would be. It's bigger than this room. A little bit, not much. And then there's a partition with a door, and they can open them up. So if the Derby room could also be used for additional seating if it was needed. So we needed to have a first read tonight. And of course, Mr. Swagger didn't show up, and I had begged him for the last 2 weeks to get me a copy of the ordinance that we needed to do, and he hasn't done it. So we're going to have a special meeting between now so that we can do the first read.
What's the ordinance for? Does this have to do with the meeting space?
Yeah, we have to do an ordinance for any change of venues.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Because the public's involved. You have to notify the public.
Right. So you have to go through the procedures. And so we need to do... I don't want to wing it. I'll put it that way. Because it's too important. And we have a an opportunity to move across to that Hamptons. But what I want to do is have the first read tonight, let you all go over there over the next month to look at their rooms over there.
Oh, okay.
So that we can have a second read in December. Okay? So...
So we're not making any motions on changing it or anything like that.
What we do is, on the first read, you don't have to have a motion. You just have to have the ordinance to read. Okay? Motions are done on the second read. Motions and votes are done on the second read.
Is it written, the ordinance?
Yeah, we have an ordinance.
What I'm saying, is it written? Are you saying because Steve's not here?
If I had a copy of the ordinance, I could have read it.
Is it online?
No.
So all we have to do is change the location. Use the same ordinance.
I have to do... when I found out about this, which was, I think, on 2 days after our last meeting, okay, because I talked to Megan and told her that I needed to have somebody from sales get a hold of me.
Yeah.
So they finally got a hold of me. I guess it was the end of October. The last week of October. Well, I'll tell you when it was. I talked to Doug, who's the manager over at the Hamptons, on the 27th. So I got this... the salesperson contacted me on October 26th, the day before. Because I got right on top of this because we were getting down. I've been on Holiday Inn, by the way, since August, that we needed to do something after the first because we had the new commission coming on.
How long did he guarantee 150 for?
The year.
A whole year?
Yeah. His whole idea is if we go over there and get some audience in there, then they can get possibly additional business for receptions and banquets and other stuff. He wants to get... He's the new manager over there. He's been there for a couple of months. And, you know, you really don't know it's over there until you've been over there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, but we've had the meeting over there one time because we... This place was being remodeled, and we didn't have any space. So it's a nice facility over there. It's quiet. There's plenty of parking room, you know, right there. But like I said, I really wanted to have an official first read. So I will tell you that I contacted Steve probably on the 28th and asked him for for an ordinance that we could have first read on at this meeting. And he didn't come through. So
I have one question. Pardon my ignorance. Does Steve have to be the one that reads it?
No, that's what I'm saying. If I had it...
He needed to send it.
They're on our website. Or can we just open it and read it?
It's not on our website.
Oh, it's not
created yet.
It's not created. We have an existing one that's far... It's way back, and he's trying to find it.
Oh, so that's not on the website.
No, it's not been on the
website. Okay, I assumed it would be on the website.
We've been in here since at least 2005, because that's as far back as the ordinances go, or the minutes go. So sometime before 2005, they changed the venue from the firehouse over to here.
I got you. Okay.
Because when I first got into the city in 92, it was at the firehouse on Murphy.
I just thought if it was on there, we could read it.
Sure. Well, if it was on there, I would read it.
Gotcha. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just saying he failed again. Since the first time.
All right. But it has to be an official read. In other words, it has... The first read has to be basically the way it's going to be understood and voted on.
The first read would be great
if I had something to at least go by.
Yeah.
So we if I had the old ordinance,
yeah,
I could have ad-libbed it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
But because I don't have access to the old ordinance,
yeah,
I can't ad-lib it, because it would have been real simple to basically make the change.
I got you.
And I'm not going to do like C does and do those, whatever he calls them, okay? Because this is important.
I got you.
Okay? So, if you all would make an effort, I want to, here's what I want to do. I would like to make a motion that we proceed with making the move to Hampton Inn and having a special meeting between now and the 20th, because we can do it. Actually, we could have a special meeting on the 19th or just, you know, come down here, make a read. I can read it if I can get Steve to get it, and then we can have the vote the next night.
Can
they
just do a Zoom meeting?
Huh?
Zoom?
No, we don't do Zoom. Okay. The reason why we don't do Zoom, and I'll break this. The reason why we don't do Zoom, if there's any break in the transmission, you have to stop the meeting, even if we got people in the room. And we can't start the meeting back up until the connection's back. That's one of the problems with the Zoom meeting in city government.
You're talking December, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As soon as I can get a copy of the ordinance, so you have to, between reads, there has to be a 24-hour period. So the latest we could do it would be the 19th at, say, 6 o'clock here, okay? Or earlier. We could do it over the weekend.
The 19th of December.
That's the latest we could do it.
Well, can I see a show of hands who's not working the 23rd, 24th, 25th, and 26th? Can we just do it then, of this month? Do you think he can get to us in a week?
Oh, he can.
I'm just saying next week's going to be a pretty convenient
His complaint why he's not here, he's been feeling ill.
Gotcha.
Okay? So I don't. He said he went to the hospital.
No.
Okay. But, you know, it could be the dog ate his paper. Okay?
Well, I mean, okay, so let's just assume he can't find it. That's got to be a pretty standard thing. There's a lot of municipalities that have to make
right. But see, when you do an ordinance, you have an ordinance in place, you have to make line changes. In other words, our budget and our annual tax ordinance is a one-year ordinance. But when you have one ongoing like we have with the city meeting, okay, you don't do it that way. You go through and you basically correct it. You correct it. You take the same one and you have a line that says that we're removing this particular line or changing this line, wording.
So we need the document, you're saying?
We need the document.
All right. Well, I'm off all week next week, so.
I'm going to need to know, because I've got one full-time, two part-time job.
Well, you'll get plenty of notice. Yeah, I won't drop it on you. We could even do it a Saturday morning. I mean, whatever. Like we did.
Well, I may be working at one of those jobs.
Well, that's fine. That's fine.
So that's all I
that's know. Right. We just need a quorum. Okay? That's all we need. We just need.
That's good.
Three of the five people. All right? I don't discourage anybody, but we'll work on. As soon as I have the ordinance, I'll send it to you all. And so that you all have it. And it can be one quick little thing like we've done in the past.
All right. And really, all we're talking about is moving the location.
Yeah, all we're doing is moving the location, not moving the day, not moving the period of month, okay? All we're doing is changing location. And once we get it this time, then we have more opportunity, okay? So, anyhow, if you would, between now and next city meeting, I would appreciate it. You all went over to the Hampton Inn, and, you know, that manager's name is on the back of that sheet. It's Doug Wright. He's a real nice guy. He's out of retirement again, okay? So he's looking forward to hearing from us.
So are you making a motion to proceed to move to Hampton Inn?
I'm making a motion that we proceed on proceeding with the move to Hampton Inn.
I'll second.
Thank you. We don't have to vote. We just have to have a motion. Because we'll do the vote next meeting. But I want everybody to see the place. Okay. All right. The next item is another 2 pages. It's a cybersecurity. I got a call from KLC back in June, around the last week in June, and Jessica over there says, "Have you all thought about doing that cybersecurity preparedness grant?" And I says, "Well, I hadn't really thought about it." I says, "Who's pushing it?" And she says, "We are, because they're wanting to get people involved with the cybersecurity so that they can keep our premiums at the level they are with our KLC insurance. Right now, we're not paying anything as far as that benefit. And if we can get enough people to be involved with the cybersecurity, that's why they push this grant. It's not a shared amount. This is straight $1,500 that we might, you know, we have been approved for an amount, but she couldn't tell me today how much it is. She thinks it's a full $1,500, but that second page has got my signature on it. That's what I sent her. This money can be applied to our web service, because I checked everything that's checked on here. I had contacted BC3 to see if they knew the answers to these questions. And he says, "Oh yeah, we do all that." So if you look on the back of this one that's got the big black on the grant on the back page, there is an explanation on it. And there's going to be a training class. I went on there to look at it today. Down in the third paragraph up from the bottom, it says there's a webinar that they're going to be having on the 30th of November. There's no cost to it, and it basically they're going to be people from BP3. Are going to be presenting the program, and I think it's this enhanced. I forget what's on here. It's enhanced something. Cybersecurity enhanced package. We only have one person that actually, our city clerk Bev has the only unit that's actually networked to the cloud. The only thing that we have as far as service is the website and the mail, the emails, okay? That's what we're paying for every month. Her computer, her laptop is tied to the cloud, so it's updated. And we get, and they just finished the third quarter evaluation, they back up her computer when she's not even on it, okay? And they just did an audit on the quality of the data, and they said it's 100% again. So anything that we're doing, all our emails are all backed up to the cloud. So if we ever have to have something gathered back from our emails, we can just call BC3, and we can tell them what we're looking for, and they can pull up every email that has something to that subject line in it. That's one of the reasons why we have them. They're very secure. They know what they're doing. They're a big company. they bought out Sophista City, so, and they're really good people. I've been working with them for going on five years now, and I have nothing but praise for them. So, but this is $1,500 that we can add, that we have to pay for our BC3 billings. So,
which is what? That's like $400 a month or something?
No, it's $600 and some odd.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know what this Hans is going to add to it. That's what I'm going to get online and find out how much is that going to be. And we'll probably, you know, what we're already budgeted for what we're already paying. So this, if it just goes up to where we can apply this $1,500, that'd be great. But I wanted to bring that to your attention, because when Jessica told me that, it was not a shared grant, it was a flat out grant, and as long as you had, we can apply it to any item that's got this check mark on. And also, if you notice the little X down at the bottom, it can be applied to already provided services. So, it's money we get into our budget that we weren't expecting. Any questions? Thank God. I'll have better answers for you next month after they let's register for that. All right. All candidates that filed, you had to file with the, you went on to the financial website. You should have got an email from Tartman of something. It's KREF. That's where you put your, where you had to sign in and basically put that you're going to spend less than $3,000. Well, as of December 9th, you've got to sign back on and give them the final tabulation on how much you spent. Most of us just spent the petition fee of $50, so that's really all you have to put on there. If you spent additional than that, then you need to report that. And as long as you're under $3,000, they won't jump your case. Do you know what I'm talking about? On the
I know what you're talking about.
What about you?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
Mm-hmm.
That includes you, Harold. You got to go. No, you didn't run.
I didn't run.
I'm sorry.
I am unincluded.
You're not included. Okay. This is something new, by the way. They didn't have this before this year, where you had to do the post on the ones doing less than 3,000. All right, KLC training sessions. The December 1 is December 16th. That's your city official orientation. It's from 9 to 12. It's the one that's closest to it, the J-Town Community Center. They call it Victoria or something. I don't. Anyhow, you all know where it's up by the helicopters over in J-Town. It's free. It's 3 hours. It's very informative and basically baits you for the academy. The city of Worthington Hills has budgeted, is in the budget every year for paid training sessions. The city official academy is going to be at the Embassy Suites in Lexington starting the 18th of January and runs through, and that's a Wednesday, that's after our January meeting, that's the Wednesday after the 17th, our January meeting, and runs through Friday, January 20th. Now, normally the first 2 days are full days, the last day is a half a day. So I'm bringing this up because it's important. The city pays for it. It keeps you informed. It tells you, it actually gives you a lot of training information. It definitely helped me have the confidence to do what I'm doing today. If I hadn't had this,
back when I was under the old administration. I'd probably be jailed by now. Anyhow, it's very important. It's very important you try to work this into getting there and attending. If you'll contact me and let me know if you're going, okay, if you want to go, all right, I'm going to do the enrollment after the next meeting. So if you can work it in, there's a discounted amount if we do it. It's basically, I think, $50, but you get one of these nice big legal books. I carry mine every month. This is worth $50 by itself.
They give you another one every year?
Every 2 years.
Every 2 years.
Yeah, you get this. This is when they take you to COA 1, which is City Officials Academy 1. This is part of the deal.
Yeah, I got a book.
Yeah, but they update it with the new legislation. Okay?
Okay.
So this has good information in it if you need something real quick and you can't get a hold of KLC. So I wanted to make sure I brought that to everybody's attention. I know that we've got all but one commissioner going to the orientation, so I just wanted to bring it up. That's all I have for new business. Anything else?
I have a question, and it's a sore subject for you, Bob, but I saw an article on the news that the state had awarded Jefferson County, I want to say millions, for sidewalk repair. Would we not be able to possibly grab some of that?
Okay. You have to apply for a grant.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though, is it maybe not an option for, there's a couple.
Well, it's not a flat out amount of money. It's a shared grant.
Okay.
Where you have, you know, it could be 50-50, could be 25-75.
Gotcha.
And again, I'm going to go back to the same thing. Public funds cannot be used for private property.
I know, I get it, but I mean, there's a couple sidewalks that need to be.
Well, it's not our problem.
Need to be repaired.
If you, there, Louisville has sidewalks.
I get it.
That are adjacent to the street.
I get it.
Okay. They're not designed like we have.
I get it.
Okay.
So if I rip mine out, am I going to be held liable by the city?
You rip your ass, you got to put it back.
Why?
Because it's required.
How's the city not involved in that?
You can't rip out the sidewalk if it's already there.
If my sidewalk's, it's not. My sidewalk's in great shape. If my sidewalk's clean. But if it were damaged and I chose to rip it out, if it's up to me, I couldn't be held liable. You're saying that I could or could not be held liable.
If somebody trips on your property, you're liable anyhow.
Right. Right.
It doesn't matter whether there's a sidewalk there or not. If somebody takes a sidewalk out and somebody falls and hurts themselves,
yeah,
that person's going to be sued.
Yeah.
Okay? They will try to sue us, of course, but it's not our sidewalk.
But that's what my whole point. So then they have the option to rip it out. There's a couple of them in horrible shape.
They don't have the option to rip it out and not replace it. I'll put it that way.
Gotcha. So we leave it a mess.
Huh?
So then we have no way to force them to do that, so we have to leave it a mess.
Let me put it this way, okay? We can't force anybody to do anything on their property.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
We have code enforcement
that
checks it.
Right.
Okay? They're supposed to write it up. Okay? If they're not, they're writing up driveways. So, I mean, honestly, the sidewalks are not our responsibility.
Yeah.
Okay. I've given you the county ordinance on it.
I get it. I'm just saying there's a couple that are really bad.
I got pictures of all the bad spots.
Yeah.
In more than two.
And they've all been written up? By code enforcement?
There's been a few.
Yeah, but my point is.
The one that's on Middlesex has been written up.
I've written up several.
none of them have been fixed.
I know it.
Well, some of them have a...
That's the one on Middlesex.
Yeah.
And also, there's the one on Bay Run that's like a roller coaster.
That's another one I'm talking about.
Yeah. There's nothing we can do.
Yeah.
It's on their property. Let me put it this way. If somebody gets hurt on that sidewalk, they're going to have a hard time finding insurance after that point.
Yeah.
It's just like drunk driving.
Okay.
Okay?
I heard this, the county got a grant. I thought.
Well, but here again, the county didn't get a grant.
It wasn't a grant.
Louisville Metro got the grant.
Oh, maybe that's right.
And Louisville Metro's got all those sidewalks downtown.
Yeah.
Okay?
It was a sizable amount of money.
Oh, I know it's a sizable amount of money, but it was. It applied for a grant.
It was.
I know how much. I read the article.
Yeah.
And I knew this subject was going to come up again, you know?
Yeah, I was just curious. I thought, well, if it was Jefferson County, if we're in the county, we would not be eligible possibly. So some form we could fill out.
We can't even get asphalt on the streets like Middlesex because Bay Oak or Oak Tree, Bay Tree, comes into Middlesex. They won't even help us pay for Middlesex from Bay Tree up to Northumberland. You think we're going to get sidewalk assistance?
I don't know. I'm just asking.
Well, I tell you what, if you're interested, call Marcus Winkler's office and see if he'll give you some money. He's our new city council member.
I met him.
Yeah.
He's not new. He's been in office.
Well, for them, they're new. See, the north side of Worthington Hills used to be
I get it.
His. I can't remember his name. But they did. They pushed his territory all the way to Prospect. Anything else?
I have a comment. It's going to be about like yours, Harold. It's not going to go over well. But we talk about, some of us talk about the website. Who looks at it and who doesn't? I thought, this is an idea and it's not going to go over well, that we put one of those portable yellow-white signs, large signs, at the entrance to our subdivision. Maybe buy it. Each month or each holiday, each event, change the wording on it.
Are you talking about the signs with the arrows on it and then you change the...
Can you change the lettering?
The marquee.
It's called a portable road sign.
Okay.
Anyway, we could put on there now, please remove political signs from your yard.
Yeah.
We could put time changes this weekend. Don't forget to fix your clocks. Happy Thanksgiving. Watch for kids, school starting next week. You know, there could be all kinds of messages we could put throughout the year. Another thing would be the Christmas decoration contest. Are you aware of this?
Yeah.
You know, there's all these messages I think we could use this sign for that would improve our city.
I agree.
This is something I thought about.
But. Read the county ordinance.
What does it say?
It says you can't put temporary signs up like that without applying to the county.
And would we have to apply, if we bought it, would we have to apply one time?
That's just it. There is an ordinance. I'll tell you what. You look up the ordinance, you read it, and then report back here next month. But there is a sign ordinance.
I know Walgreens, they have a sign that has a screen that flashes.
Oh, right.
You know, I mean, that's...
Right.
Another thing I think we put on that sign would be the Christmas decoration winners. Years ago, they put up the addresses. Everybody in the city, if they wanted to, could ride by and see them before it was all taken down. Mm-hmm. And you didn't even know who won or what it looked like that won. So, it's just an idea.
There is actually, in one of the Back to the Future movies, there is actually a subdivision that has a sign that does that. In one of the Back to the Future movies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, I know there is a sign, county sign ordinance or a metro sign ordinance, which we have to abide by, and they address the sign you're talking about in that ordinance. I don't remember what it says, but I know that it was one of those things. Once we have a permanent place, we can get one of the electronic signs like they have in front of the school building.
Well, with them saying that, would it cost that much to, like, have a Worthington Hills app?
Yeah, that would be expensive.
As opposed to...
It probably wouldn't be used any more than the website.
You can get on the website on your smartphone.
I realize that, and I do check the website.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I'm just thinking of, like, easier access or, moving into the future, because people do tend to look at apps. I mean, they do...
Our website is an app.
I know it is. It's.
I mean, they can open up to that webpage.
A suggestion. I was just...
I'm just saying, we're already spending over $600 a month.
Right.
Okay. They can get it. The app doesn't do anything more than what the website does.
I'm saying either or. Either the website or app. I was just curious. I was just asking a question.
Well, I'm just saying.
Because
if
we couldn't do a sign, an app, you just push it. I'm on a couple of my apps, like.
You can set your phone up like that.
All the time checking my schedule, whatever.
You can set any website up on a smartphone.
Right, exactly. I know that. I'm just saying that people tend to.
And that website is designed to work on a smartphone.
I understand that. I'm just saying it just seems like people tend to go to an app quicker because it's convenient.
An app.
I'm just saying. That's splitting hairs. I'm just saying.
If I get on Firefox on my smartphone, first thing that comes up is Worthington Hills.
Right.
Period.
I'm not talking.
And that's all. That's all an app is.
I'm saying, as far as getting people involved, or checking for these things, or being.
What about a texting thing, like the school's text and stuff? Is that
what?
A possibility? Like a texting?
Like
we get everybody's phone numbers that wants to give them to us, and we send out a text.
Didn't we used to do that?
People didn't respond to that either. They didn't participate in that either.
They actually had door hangers and went around, and we hung it on the doors. And the eligibility was over 1,000 people. We had less than 100 people on initially. By the time we ended the program, it was 135. Now that's 135 people, and 5 or 6 could be in one family.
Right.
Okay. That was Reach Alert. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Reach Alert. And we were getting charged for the first year. We were only getting charged $1 per address, and they were going to push it up to $2 per address. But we didn't have anybody hardly on it, and I proved it. So that was one of the reasons why I got rid of it, because we had that ability through Jefferson County. They've got their own alert system that. Reach Alert was doing the same thing. I don't remember. Does anybody remember what the one for just telling us?
I get
both just and Tommy Evans.
Adopted children, I get them for chemical spills.
Yeah. But I get it for both Oldham County. I get Oldham County's too. I'm signed up on Oldham County besides Jefferson County. So that. Like I said, we've got a website. People ought to be looking at it. All the new people in their, or everybody, every year when they get their tax bill, they get that note inside of it. It tells them that we have a website. Okay? You can't make people do some things. You know, and I'm not developing a game, go chase, you know, City of Words and Hills, you know, magic eggs or whatever.
Well, that's your prerogative. I'm just saying that people tend to, you know, we live in a world, and I'm not saying I'm one of them, where convenience is, you know, it's a matter of convenience and being able to push an app. I didn't create that. Why do you think McDonald's has one? Subway, you know, because Domino's, you order your food and you're done. Or you push on the app, you don't have to go onto the internet. And that's how people see it, you know. Especially younger people.
I have my app here for Firefox. I push my button from my Firefox.
And you enjoy that,
that's
right?
An app.
Exactly.
Okay. It's my Firefox.
Why do you have it?
Huh?
Why do you have it?
That's my internet browser.
Right.
Okay. An app is nothing but an internet browser.
Right.
Okay? All you got to do is set up an internet browser that has you go through City of Works and Hills.
If I tell an 18, 19-year-old that, and I bet they'll roll their eyes. I'm just saying. I know they're not the... This is an argument, and you don't have to look at me all crazy.
No,
I understand. I'm not trying to...
We're not here to satisfy everybody. We're here to satisfy the majority.
I'm not arguing that.
Okay. And we have to make good use of the funds. And there's nothing cheap on friggin' damn having somebody create an app.
Okay. There's no reason to get hostile.
I'm not getting hostile. I'm just saying. I've had it with smartphones.
Okay.
All right. Just to let you know, this is part of our problem with our society.
Is it the smartphone?
It's all this technology.
Well, okay. But it's here. It's here.
Go to the freaking damn fast food restaurant. Their computer's down. They can't serve you. Because they don't know how to break it down and add it up.
That's simple.
Yeah.
Well, I do.
I know. Don't get me started on... I'm a geeky from back forth, but I saw this coming years ago. Okay? And it's come to fruition. Period.
So I have a question. Is the city held to a different standard than like a church or a marquee?
Yeah.
You talk about signage. It's on the road.
They write churches up for those little signs. You know, those little signs they put on? They've got a certain period of time. I do know.
I'm talking about something more permanent. Like Mother of Good Counsel sign always had a quirky little comment. I mean, it was always kind of thought-provoking. I just wondered. I mean, so that's kind of what she's talking about.
Okay, first off, if you want something permanent, that has to go to planning and zoning.
Well, there's that.
Okay. If you want something temporary, it has to go through the process of being permitted. And they give you a time that it has to be removed.
Yeah.
Because that was one thing I read in there. See, technically, all these political organizations are supposed to have all their political signs, no matter where they're at, they're supposed to be down in 10 days. Period. Hmm. So they run in, right now, all these signs that are out there are running real close to being at risk of collecting a fine.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm talking about something more permanent, a marquee or something. You've got the entrance. You could do it right next to it. It'd be really easy to do.
Cool. But somebody's got to operate it.
There's that.
And then you run the risk of somebody hacking it.
How would you hack it?
With these electronic signs like that?
No,
it wouldn't
be
digital.
I'm not just putting the letters up. It's like a that sign.
They break into it, and then they change the letters around.
Yeah, I mean,
and you never know what it's going to say. I know what you're talking about, because you're talking about like the church, like going out to Tumor Valley, and they always have something. Yeah. I have no problem with it, okay? Yeah. Something permanent. These yellow signs that they've rented
Well, it would be an easy way. I agree with Beth. It would be an easy way to communicate simple ideas like contests. You know, if there's a big vote coming up that's important, maybe you can put a note on there about that. You know, the yard sale. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff you can put on there.
When the next city meeting is?
Yeah. The night of the city meeting.
Exactly.
The website is.
The website
on the first page. Right after welcome to Worthington Hills.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Beth. I won't shoot you down, but I'll send you the new ordinance. You can read it.
You don't need to.
Anything else before we move on to the commission report? All right. Who wants to be the first commissioner to report?
I'll go first.
Okay.
On 10/21, I received an email from a resident on Lunenburg Drive that their yard waste had not been picked up in 2 weeks. I replied and let them know that I would contact Rumpke. On 10/24, I received an email from Daniel Nall with LG&E with the contract cost and hidden hazard forms. For the additional street lights, I replied back to him that I would present it to the council and get back with him with our answer. On 10/26, I emailed Christopher Pierce with Rumpke and asked who his route driver for yard waste paid special attention to Lunenburg, that the resident complained about yard waste not being picked up for 2 weeks. On 10/27, Christopher Pierce with Rumpke emailed back stating he would have a driver pick up yard waste on Friday, that the GPS showed Lunenburg was not serviced the Friday before. I emailed the resident on Lunenburg Drive and told them that Rumpke replied and will be picking up their yard waste. On 10/30, I drove the city for a streetlight check. 11/5, I contacted Commissioner Metcalf to ask if he could contact Officer Mason. A resident neighbor notified me that another neighbor had attempted to break into her home 3 times and then her car. She stated she didn't know this neighbor. They had never met. She said she had called the police an hour and a half ago. She said that she contacted family members to come and confront the neighbor. So I asked Commissioner Metcalf, could he contact Tate and could Tate get us a police officer over there? I didn't know what to expect. Dennis said he would ride over, he would contact Tate, and I'll let Dennis finish the rest of that report.
You said Mecklenburg?
No.
Lunenburg.
What, the yard waste?
No.
It was on State Court. Okay. Yeah. 11/14, I drove the city for the streetlight check. Read all the November emails and will do the radio check this evening. That's it.
I'll go next month, street between 10/29, 11/5, and 11/6, mowed primary property and did leaf removal. 11/6, general cleanup, picked up sticks and down limbs on the main green space and started cutting up the tree that fell behind 12001. I got it off the ladies' park that fell off of the ladies' fence. I got it off the fence so they could picture fence.
Okay, who's next?
I'll go next.
Commissioner Evans.
My report's from October 19th to November 15th. I'll participate in the radio checks with Commissioner Metcalf and everyone tonight, November 15th. Drove the roads of Worthington Hills to check for cracks and potholes. I had zero citizen inquiries this month. Last month I called MSC on the 2 potholes, the one at Bath Drive in Northumberland and the one on Bay Garden Court. MSC checked out those 2 areas and said they were not responsible for those issues. Per his request, I again sent our city attorney the contract bid for Mo Better Kentucky to do our snow removal. sent Caden of Hall Paving an email detailing the work that the commission agreed upon at the September and the October meetings so he can put it all together into one contract bid for Mayor Stoneham to sign. Also had a phone call with him detailing the work needed done. Informed him that we are doing striping on the new speed humps instead of the yellow paint because he was unclear on that point. Called 811 about 12128 Bay Run, where the speed hump warning sign needs moved. Maximus Lawn Care will be handling the relocation of this sign. Inform Maximus Lawn Care that the area has been marked and the sign can be moved anytime after November 21st. Called 811 about the three locations where the new signposts will be installed to have those areas marked. Those areas are Middlesex and Northumberland, Chesterfield and Northumberland, and Lunenburg Drive in the utility easement between houses 4701 and 4703. Caden from Hall Paving will be handling the signpost installations when he comes on site to do the two new speed hump installations on Pacelli Place. That's it.
Thank you. Commissioner Maytay.
Grover City on multiple occasions conducted radio checks on 10-18-22. After city meeting using channel 7. We'll conduct radio checks after city meeting 11-15-22 using channel 8. On 11-29-22 at 7:03 a.m. I heard 8 gunshots. I called LMPD and reported incident. Mayor Stoneham called me, and he heard the same shot. He also called LMPD and reported incident. Mayor Stoneham, Melinda Ville, and myself attended a cybersecurity in service. Answered phone call about people parking in other people's designated parking space in Trace condos. I spoke with Terry O'Brien. On 11-5-22, received a call from Commissioner Maupin that an individual that lives at 12110 East Bay Court attempted to break in a home at the corner of East Bay Court and Pacelli, and then attempted to break in a car which was occupied. They called LMPD. The lady lived in the home had also called her sons, and they showed up at the scene. The perpetrator fled before the police arrived. I called Detective Tate Mason, and he said he would see if he could expedite the arrival of the police. I stood by until the officer arrived. Shortly after the officer arrived, the perpetrator was reported to be at the liquor store on Murphy Lane and was apprehended at that location. Went to post office for Mayor Stone several occasions, issued 4 parking permits for 3915 Northumberland Drive.
On those gunshot dates, that was October.
Yeah, I wrote it down though.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
10/29.
Okay.
That's what
yeah.
I meant.
Yeah,
correct.
Where did they say they came from? They came from Lunenburg?
What, the shots?
Yeah, wasn't that the night they came from
Lunenburg? Yeah, but somewhere they were between my house and your house, and we could not tell.
I heard them too.
Exactly where the location
yeah.
was.
Yeah, they sound like they were behind me.
Yeah,
they were in between Bob and I.
That's what I thought too.
I think Tate told us that they reported it 45 or 46, 08 or 10.
That's where the previous one was.
Oh, was that the previous?
That was the previous one on Lunenburg.
Well, I wonder if they came out.
Apparently, there was some more shot the same evening in Heathmore Apartments on Caswell. Yeah. So,
well, sooner or later they'll get caught.
All right.
Yeah.
Bev, have we missed anything?
Nope.
All right. I want to say thank you. Next month we'll hopefully be able to do for those who are new commission members or re-elected commission members, we'll do the oath of office at the city meeting so we can get that taken care of. The city audit, Stephanie, like I said earlier, she's
lost part of her staff, and she wasn't. She says our audit is done. She just had to get it prepared and didn't feel like it was enough time for her to get all the paperwork and everything in order for this meeting. So I talked to her last week. Other than that, I can't think of anything else. Is there anything from the audience before we go? Are you mad at me?
Pardon
me? You mad at me, right?
Oh, no one.
Okay. And anyhow, do I hear a motion to...
I'll make a motion to close the meeting.
Thank you.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Hall. Thank you, Commissioner Upham. And y'all have a happy Thanksgiving.
The time is 8:51.